God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love.
Welcome to the very first podcast of Your Journey Is Not Over. My name is Tanya Pearson Randolph, and I'm the founder of Your Journey Is Not Over. Here is my disclaimer. This is of my own personal journey. The expressions and opinions are of my own. I will never disclose anybody's name on my journey without written consent prior. So we can all calm down the attorneys. Hopefully that will let certain people breathe at ease. By all means, I am not on a sellout tour. My whole purpose is to speak out and break perceptions, to help people shed the shame, help people talk about trauma without shame, for us all to stop wearing our scars, internal or external, like a scarlet letter, and to never judge a book by its cover. When I share my journey, most people that know me will be shocked, stunned, or in disbelief. They would have never guessed the things that I had endured. Want to know why? I don't show it. I don't look like my trauma. A girl like me? No way. Someone that looks like me? Someone that dresses like me? Someone that talks like me? Someone that holds herself so strong and with so much love and so much joy and laughter and so much compassion for others? There is no way. Well, I'm here to tell you I'm that girl, and yes way. I don't look nor act like what I've been through. And once you hear my journey, I hope you open your heart to every single soul on this earth and you look at people with completely different lenses. And my hopes are if someone like me speaks out about trauma and healing, then other people will embrace their trauma and heal. And the healing will bring you so much peace and so much happiness and so much closer to God. The trauma just eats away at you, or it did me. And the devil plays on that. Without God, I would not be here today. Without the love of God, my belief in God, my faith in God, I would have been gone so long ago. And the devil would have won. So if my journey and me telling my journey helps one person to face their trauma, talk about their trauma, heal their trauma, and get closer to God, then my job is done. The more you start to heal, the closer you get to God and the further from the devil. So let's write a brand new, healthy, happy chapter together. Welcome to my own personal healing journey. I own all the rights to my journey, my personal journey, and your journey is not over. Neither is to be used, edited, copied in any way without my consent. Now let's begin. Let me tell you how this whole journey began for me. I lost my husband to cancer August 22nd, 2023. My entire world as I knew it changed with one stroke of the clock. And by the grace of God, we had 17 weeks of time together. My husband was so focused about preparing me and so worried about me. And I was so focused and worried about him and caring for him. I truly don't think any amount of time, even 17 years, would have been long enough to prepare me for such a loss. When you lose a spouse, there is no more we, and there is no more us. 1 second in time changes that. Not to mention that you lose your best friend, your partner, your safety, your dinner date every night, your movie buddy, your confidant, the person you go to bed with every night and you wake up with every single morning. Your whole life is so different. Most days I walked around going, no way, this can be my life. After all I had endured my entire life, how could this be? How devastating. How traumatic. I will go more into being a widow as we get more into my journey. For all the widow and widowers that hear this, please know you're not alone with the devastation, the pain, and the loss. But please remember these words that my husband could not tell me enough, probably because he seen defeat in my eyes every single day. From the time he was diagnosed until the day he passed away, at least 100 times a day, he would say, your journey is not over. Just because mine is does not mean yours is. So please know, your journey is not over. 2 months later, I lost a really dear friend, a lifelong friend to suicide. Devastation all over again. The following month, I lost another dear friend, lifelong friend to cancer. Devastation all over again. No time in between to process all of this loss. I'm on autopilot at this time, going to work every day, fake smiling, acting as normal as possible just to get through the day. I walk in my house and I crumble every single day. Just because I wasn't letting people see my anguish didn't mean it wasn't happening. I let people see what I want them to see. See, to everyone from my town, I guess I'm seen as the girl who has it all under control. I've got the world by the tail, or most common I hear as I'm walking on sunshine. When I have devastation, destruction in my life, such as divorce, single mom, deaths, any setback at all, people seem to think I go through hell, pure hell, with such ease. I've been told I'm envied, and I've also been told I'm hated for that. What people don't see is all the pain and anguish and tears that go on when I am alone, when I do process it, when I crumble to the floor countless times in pure agony, and boxes of Kleenex that I went through. I do my own healing work. I don't have to announce it or play the victim to anything or anybody. I process my pain quietly. I learned that as a child. So maybe that's why I'm viewed as I am, as a mystery to some and unfazed to others. As they say, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. Then on January 3rd, I woke up so emotional. Just thinking everything was catching up with me. Three major deaths, the first holidays. I kept telling myself something bad is wrong. I could feel it in my soul. That evening, I get a message from my niece to call her. So I called and she proceeded to tell me my brother, my big brother, the one that was forced to take on being my parent at 6 years old, my constant protector, the person who endured the exact same brutal childhood with me, was gone. I will never forget my niece telling me, "Aunt Tanya, Dad is gone." I said, "Where did he go?" She said, "No, Aunt Tanya, he's gone. He's passed away." I couldn't breathe. So how do I process this? We had been estranged. Traumatic childhoods tend to do that. But my love for him was unconditional. I never had a day without him on this earth. So as you could probably imagine, I was rocked to the core of my soul. So much loss. Four major deaths in 5 months. Again, processed quietly, did normal everyday life. Autopilot is what I call it now. Like always, not letting anyone really see my pain. There's that going through hell with ease, right? Not really. Again, people's perceptions are so off. Let's just say it all really hit me April 6th. I've tried so hard to go back to that day in my mind. I don't have much memory of that day, but that evening is a time in my life that I will never forget. I found myself on my living room floor. I just crumbled, and I was sobbing uncontrollably. All of this pain and hurt just came flooding out like a tsunami, like a tidal wave. Anguish and heart-wrenching pain I have never felt before, or maybe I'd never allowed myself to feel it before. Everything I'd locked away, compartmentalized, pushed back all of my life, all of a sudden just all came out. I seen it like a movie playing right in front of me, of every single thing that had hurt me, all of my childhood trauma through adulthood. When I say every single thing, I mean every single thing. I was in so much pain and uncontrollable anguish and crying harder than I'd ever in my life. Literally, I remember these sounds coming out of me that I've never heard another human being make. Nor did I know a human being could make. It was pure anguish. Finally, I had seen enough. I looked up at the ceiling and I said, "God, you either take me out of here or I'm going to." I felt so broken, so defeated. I'm so ashamed of that moment and have repented so many times since then. But in that moment, all I felt was pain. What I now also know is that God was right there with 10 toes down, fighting for me that night. Again, the way I see things. He must have been jaw-dropped that his daughter, me, the one that has always been so faithful and so loyal to him and so fearful that I never once in my life have asked him why, no matter what horrible path I was placed on. And here I was giving him an ultimatum. Oh my goodness, he must have known I was broken. He saved me because I couldn't save myself. I had nothing left in me. I am so grateful that he stepped in that night and covered me with his love, grace, and safety, or I would not be here right now sharing my journey with you. Somehow I ended up in my bed, no memory of how. I do have memories of crying and crying. I could not stop crying. The next morning, my phone rang and it was a really good friend of mine that was on vacation in Tennessee. The sound of her voice, I just started sobbing and was so out of the blue and with quickness, I told her I have to go to Florida. I have to get away from everything and everyone. What people hadn't noticed, except for the people close to me, was I was having to tell myself to breathe at least 1,000 times a day. I was reminding myself to breathe. Time to get away and really heal. I had 2 other trips before this one, since my husband had passed, but both of those trips, I came home and still had so much to take care of and so many mountains yet to climb. But this was going to be the trip where I actually got to work on healing. She didn't want me doing this healing journey alone, so we synced and got flights to meet in Florida. I will always be so grateful for her being such a wonderful friend to me and wanting to do this trip with me. She and I will forever be bonded. Now the hard part of explaining why all of a sudden I feel the need to take such a quick trip. I got asked a lot, why Florida? Florida is a place I have been running to since I was 14 years old. More on that later in my journey. Florida is a grounding for me, a place where I can breathe and process my thoughts and emotions. And the ocean I have always called God's water. So spiritually, I feel closer to God there. Now I know what some people are going to say, you can be close to God anywhere. And yes, I am close to Him no matter where I am. So let's just say that's where I find my balance, where I can rest and recharge. So I set out April 15th for the airport to fly to Florida. It's emotional for me. Number one, my youngest daughter is taking me to the airport, and she is my baby. So it's always been so hard for me to say goodbye to her, no matter how old she gets. Number two, I knew I would not be the same person when I returned home. But let me tell you how good God is. I go to check in my luggage, and there is the sweetest, most overwhelmed young girl at the counter. So I get called to the counter, and she's almost in tears. So I told her, let's take a couple of breaths, and that the plane wasn't going to leave without our luggage. One person at a time, sis. Checked in and was walking away, and she yelled at me, Mrs. Randolph. I turned around and I said, and she said, I upgraded you for free, of course. I told her, thank you and God bless. God is good. Got on the plane, and for those of you who have flown, you already know. You're sitting there wondering who is going to be sitting next to you, right? I waited and I waited. No one sat next to me. Much needed time and space, because had someone sat next to me, I would have been focused on that person and in conversation, of course. It's me. I'm a talker. Don't meet a stranger. Again, God knew what I needed. Space, time, alone time. As the plane taxied out onto the runway, I looked out the window and I started crying. And I said goodbye, Tanya. I got comfortable and my pain became my comfort zone. So I was essentially saying goodbye to her. That person I had become, that part of me, and I would never see her again. I was shedding the traumatized version, the hurt version, the scared version. I was beginning a healing journey, my healing journey. This concludes my first podcast. Thank you to everyone across the nation for all of the love and support. And yes, I am still answering all messages nightly. I want to thank my team of people, my spiritual advisors for the guidance, my mental health team for helping to navigate and translate my personal journey in a healthy way for both me and my listeners. I also want to thank who I call my niece for handling my equipment and my tech stuff. God sent me the best, and none of this would be possible without them. Please stay tuned next Tuesday for my second podcast. I will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Last but not least, I want to acknowledge my husband, who my organization is dedicated to. And it's also his 55th birthday. Happy birthday to my late husband, Charles Randolph Jr. I hope I am making you proud, and I miss you, and I love you so very much. You are gone, but never forgotten. Until next time, please remember, your journey is not over. God bless.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through.